Bertie's Chase. Peep, peep, we're late, fussed Edward. Peep, peep, pip, peep, where is Thomas? He doesn't usually make us wait. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Sang the fireman. Never you mind about Johnny, laughed the driver. Just you climb on the cab and look for Thomas. Can you see him? No. The guard looked at his watch. 10 minutes late, he said to the driver. We can't wait here all day. Look again, said the driver, just in case. The fireman got to his feet. Can you see him? No, he answered. There's Bertie Bus in a tearing hurry. No need to bother with him, though. Likely he's on a coach tour or something. He clambered down. Right away, Charlie, said the guard, and Edward puffled off. Toot! Toot! Stop! Stop! Wailed Bertie, roaring into the yard. But it was no good. Edward's last coach had disappeared into the tunnel. Bother, said Bertie. Bother, Thomas, fireman, not coming to work today. Oh, why did I promise to help the passengers catch the train? That will do, Bertie, said the driver. I'll catch Edward or bust, said Bertie grimly, as he raced along the road. Oh, my gears and axles, he groaned, toiling up the hill. I'll never be the same bus again. Toot, 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 toot. I see him. Hooray, hooray! He cheered as he reached the top of the hill. He's reached the station. Bertie groaned the next minute. No! As he stopped by a signal. Hooray, hooray! And he tore down the hill, his brakes squealing at all corners. His passengers were bounced like balls in a bucket. Well done, Bertie, they shouted. Got it! Got it! Hens and dogs scattered in all directions as he raced through the village. Wait, wait, he tooted, skidding into the yard. He was just in time to see the signal drop at the guard wave his flag and Edward puff out of the station. His passengers rushed to the platform, but it was no good. They came bustling back. I'm sorry, said Bertie unhappily. Never mind, Bertie, they said. After him, quickly. Third time lucky, you know. Do you think we'll catch him at the next station, driver? There's a good chance, he answered. Our road keeps close to the line, and we can climb hills better than Edward. He thought for a minute. I'll just make sure. Then he spoke to the station master. While the passengers waited impatiently in the bus, This hill is too steep, grumbled the coaches as Edward snorted in front. They reached the top at last and ran smoothly into the station. Peep, peep, whistled Edward. Get in quickly, please. The porters and people hurried, and Edward impatiently waited to start. Peep, whistled the guard. Edward's driver looked back, but the flag didn't wave. There was a distant toot, toot, and the station master's running across snatched the green flag out of the guard's hand, and then everything seems to all happen at once. Toot, 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 bellowed Bertie as his passenger poured onto the platform and scrambled onto the train. The station master told the guard and driver what had happened, and Edward listened. I'm sorry about the chase, Bertie, he said. My fault, panted Bertie, late at junction. You didn't know about Thomas' passengers. Peep, peep, goodbye, Bertie, we're off, whistled Edward. Three cheers for Bertie, called the passengers. They cheered out and waved till they were out of sight.